you found a factor that seemed to make a significant difference in their lives. And Brad, what was that factor?
Well, Dr. Bill, what we find in the book is that there are millions of flourishing Black and Latino families out there in America today who often are not in the spotlight, particularly in the wake, obviously, of Ferguson and Baltimore and all that. And, you know, but again, they're enjoying happy marriages, strong families, and in some important respects, what's interesting too in the book is that we find that on some sort of cultural questions, Black and Latinos actually have more traditional family values than do whites. So these are things that we put in the book. And one of the key factors to your question is church going, joint church going, especially couples, for instance, who are regularly attending church together, are the happiest married couples, you know, in our book. And that's true for Blacks and Latinos. It's also true for whites as well. So what we find, for instance, is that Black, Latino, and white couples who attend church together are, you know, the happiest couples, you know, in America. And that's in part because they're more likely to have shared friends in their congregations and their churches, who give them support, you know, who give them counsel, who hold them accountable. And they're also more likely to be praying together. In fact, praying together as a couple, for Blacks and Latinos as well as for whites, is certainly one of the most powerful predictors that we see, you know, in our models of having a successful marriage. So the bottom line here is there's some good news in the book about Black and Latino families and faith, particularly sort of the shared prayer that can unite a couple and unite a family, is a key factor in all this.
Very exciting news. And you said not just Black and Latino couples, but white as well. Praying together. What is it about praying together, Brad, that makes that difference?
Well, you know, I think shared prayer gets couples on the same wavelength. They're often articulating concerns about their marriage, their kids, their lives together. It's a very intimate thing for couples to share together. And, you know, as you know, in today's world, between smartphones and, you know, soccer practice and any number of things, a lot of families are torn this way and that. And so when couples can set aside time to pray together, it's an opportunity, again, for communication, for intimacy, and for, you know, for them to experience the power of their faith together.